This is episode number 2389 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Real Housewives Gisele Bryant and Robin Dixon have a podcast called Reasonably Shady.
Reasonably Shady.
They're trying to trademark the name.
Okay.
Whatever. But Eminem filed legal papers to stop them.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. The Real Housewives or the Real Slim Shady. Please stand up. Oh, my God.
Because he's been using the nickname Slim Shady and Shady since the late 90s.
Yeah, but can you trademark Shady?
But see, Reasonably Shady doesn't sound like a name. It sounds like they're reasonably, like, they're reasonably shady.
Wow.
Like,
you know, shady, well, there's like, that. They're the Real Housewives, so, you know.
So he claims Reasonably Shady can cause confusion in the minds of consumers.
Now, see, that is the magic sentence for trademark infringement. Can cause confusion in the minds of consumers. That's exactly what the law says.
Yeah.
So if he claims that, he might have something to stand on.
Now, his objection came weeks after Dixon and Bryant filed to trademark their podcast name with the intent to begin selling products, such as, I guess they think they're that good, such as water bottles, lip gloss, sweatshirts, hats, jackets, and socks.
Wow, we should get some products to sell for Van Camp and Morgan right now. Yeah,
I guess they have money to get that stuff.
Well, I mean, look, maybe they could make a deal with Eminem to where he could go Reasonably Shady, copyright Eminem, and he could take like a cut. I mean, you know, what's wrong with that?
Well, the podcast has gained success since it launched in 2021. Uh-huh. It's focused on dating, relationships, marriage, entrepreneurs.
Well, that's cool.
Motherhood, style, glam, current events, and more.
Yeah, see, that's cool. All right, I get it. It's called Reasonably Shady.
Reasonably Shady. So Eminem has exclusively used the name Slim Shady and Shady for entertainment services since 1998.
Yes,
owns the trademark for Shady. Owns the trademark for Shady to use on merch.
Okay, so they're not going to be able to use the word Shady per se. But this is weird. The word Shady, I don't know that you can really trademark that name. It's just a word.
It's just a word.
It's a common word. Well, apparently, if he owns the trademark, apparently, he was able to say, hey, I can get this. Huh. I wonder if he owns Slim Shady.
Well, it doesn't mention that, but it's possible.
Well, I don't know. I get it. Reasonably Shady. I would probably say two things. One, Matthew, listen. Eminem, Matthew Miller. Mr. Mathers, listen, here's the deal. Go on their podcast, do their podcast, and get, you know, drum up a little business for yourself. Okay? I mean, when was the last time people were talking about you? Okay?
Well,
go on their podcast, and then go into business with them.
No.
I like this.
I think I wouldn't.
Everybody makes money. Life is good. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. But Reasonably Shady to me is a whole different meaning than shady.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like Slim Shady.
Right.
Shady. It's just...
I get it.
I wouldn't have thought it until he brought it up.
Well, he brought it up. We'll see what happens.
Adele and Ed Sheeran, they declined an invitation to perform at King Charles's coronation concert on May 7th.
What?
Well, Adele didn't give a... I'm sorry. How do you say her name?
Oh, it's Adele.
Adele.
She says Adele.
Adele.
With an accent.
Adele didn't give a reason.
She's got kind of a Cockney accent sometimes. Am I wrong? Is that a Cockney accent?
I don't know.
She sounds a little Cockney to me. But don't fake Cockney, because you can't fake Cockney. Just ask Dick Van Dyke. You can't.
He did pretty good.
No, he didn't.
He's Dick Van Dyke, apologized
since 1964.
And you know what?
For being Bert.
We forgive him because he's Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, he is awesome. Okay. All right. Don't be throwing shade at Dick Van Dyke. I know he's our national treasure. I get it. Adele.
You're
talking Adele.
Oh, yeah. Adele didn't give a reason. But Ed said it's because he has a concert in Texas the night before, and it would be a bit difficult to get back to England in time.
I get that, because it's 8 hours difference.
It's a long way.
So he's still got to fly... 8 hours, 7-8 hours to get to England.
Plus, he's flying into the future.
Yeah, that's wild. No, he's flying into the past.
I thought England's ahead.
They are ahead.
Right.
That's not the future, is it? I guess it is.
Well, yeah, because it's already...
All right, okay. Anyway.
They've already had tea in England
We're belittling this right now. Yes, they're having tea in England right now.
It's probably already done.
No, not the... But we're talking about the coronation.
Right. And so they're ahead.
Okay, so Ed can't go.
So Ed would have to fly from Texas.
Has no excuse.
Into the future.
Okay, he's flying into the future. I got it.
Adele gave no excuse.
No excuse, Adele. Adele.
I just think Ed's probably thinking, phew, Adele. It's convenient. I'm in Texas.
You know, he's not going to be there. Meghan Markle. But that's another story.
I don't think she's going to be there.
I don't think she's
anyway,
going to be there.
Anyway, a source said King Charles was very keen that they were part of the concert. They're titans of the showbiz industry.
Yes,
and
they are.
Quintessentially British. Yes. But also known across the globe.
Guess who's not getting knighted this year? Adele and Ed Sheeran will not be getting knighted.
Well, the concert lineup has not been confirmed.
Okay.
And Lionel Richie and the Spice Girls will be there.
Oh, my. You know what? I want to say a couple of has-beens, but I don't think I should say that. Okay, a couple of has-beens.
I would never, ever call Lionel Richie a has-been.
No,
I would
maybe
never
not.
Do that.
Maybe
I
not.
Love Lionel Richie.
But the Spice Girls.
Girls, yeah. Has-beens.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie, yeah. He's cool.
Yeah.
And he's on American Idol.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a very busy guy.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway,
he'll make time
Harry
for the
Styles
king.
Will be there.
Maybe.
But Lionel Richie is not British.
Not British. No, but he's,
Harry's,
you know.
Harry Styles will be there.
Okay.
Over the weekend... Actually, it has nothing to do with the king.
What?
But Ed and Chris Hemsworth traded instruments.
Oh, really?
One of Ed's guitars for Thor's hammer.
Wow. I'm jelly.
Chris wrote, worthy.
I want Thor's hammer.
I want Thor. And his hammer.
With our apologies to the Avengers. And Halle Berry, more news tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.